We have finished the chapter titled Emuna Behashkacha, the belief in Hashem's providence and His control and His interest. And we're about to begin the next chapter of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, which is titled Yiro, Fear of Hashem. In Yirtzeh Hashem, we will begin that next week. But for today, I wanted to share with you another thought about tefillah from Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal, in his Sefer Nefesh Shimshon on the Inyanim of Tefillah, which ties both Tefillah and Yiro together, so it's a good way to connect the two things that we've been learning to what we will be learning. The Arizal says, he quotes the Arizal says that before a person enters a shul, they shouldn't rush in. Rather, they should wait a moment by the door to demonstrate that entering a shul is a conscious decision, which takes courage, because we're entering the domain of Hashem, Malach Malchei Melachim. Think about it for a minute. The same way any person, you stop a minute before you knock on the door of an important meeting, important person, a date, right? The first time you went on a date, right? Or a job interview, a meeting with a boss, a farher, whatever. You stop, you fix your tie, you're here, whatever else you can fiddle with, and you're just doing that to gather your courage to knock on the door. Likewise, we should demonstrate the same trepidation before entering a besmedrash. This approach, the Arizal says, contributes tremendously to the shleimus ha'adam, a person's growth in avodas Hashem, and this is how we can achieve the kiyum of the mitzvah of mikdash ha'tirol, to fear the holy place of Hashem, the mekaymes hakadoshim, a besmedrash. And this is also what's meant by the pasuk, "Beveis Elokim Nahalech Berogesh." When we walk in the house of Hashem, we walk with rogesh, with trembling, and really it means with feeling. Another thing which is mentioned in Sfarim is that before actually entering a shul to daven, one should say the pasuk, "Ve'ani Beroiv Chazdecha Avoy Ve'secha." I enter your house because of your great kindness. Meaning, it's such a schus just to be able to come and daven. Now, this is a pasuk in Matayvu, which we generally say at home, or once we're ready in shul, or in the car driving to shul. But really, it was meant to be said at that specific juncture, just as we're walking in, to help us appreciate what a gift we have to be able to daven. Now, what is the Arizal trying to tell us? Certainly, he's telling us things that are above our level of understanding. He calls this a segula nifla. But think about the simple idea of stopping a moment before davening and thinking, what am I about to do? Both the awesomeness of entering Hashem's dwelling place and the great schus we have to be able to do it. And they're both contained in that pasuk. Va'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovei v'secha, because of your great, tremendous kindness, I can come into your house. Eshtachave b'heichel kodshecha b'yirosecha, I bow down in your holy walls with fear, with the fear of Hashem, with the awe of God. If we want to achieve any kind of level in tefillah, think of what a difference this little bit of prep can do for us. Of course this is difficult. Why? Because we're generally rushing to get to shul, and getting there just on time or a little late. And if we take a little bit more time, we'll miss baruchu, right? So who has time to stop even for a second and think? Now, if you think about this a little more, generally, when we would like to see a very important person, we need an appointment. Or an invitation. Who invited us to come to shul? Are we worthy of being there? Do we have a right to demand an appointment? Why are we allowed in? Security should turn us away at the door. Think of the level of ruchnias we're holding in. How careful we are about what we say and who knows what. Do you think we merit going in? The only reason we can enter is because of Beroiv Chazdecha. Hashem's overwhelming kindness allows everybody in, no matter what state they are, and ruchnias. Now, of course, thoughts like this bring us to another state of mind which is so essential to tefillah, and that is simcha. If we appreciate what a schus it is to be able to come into Hashem's home, to be in His presence, and to actually speak to Him directly, this would fill us with joy. It's truly an amazing experience, and if we appreciate it and feel it, our tefillos will never be the same. Ritz Hashem, next week we'll start the next chapter. Have a wonderful Shabbos.